Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
You know, the word says don't try to plant on unplowed ground, I forget the exact wording, and don't plant among thorns. But you know what God's Spirit does? If you think about a crop, God comes in and plows the heart. He gets us ready. Sometimes it's a matter of showing us our need, making life suddenly hard, and we realize, my God, I'm on the wrong road. I need something I don't have. I'm guilty of this. There's 1,001 ways, 1,000,001 ways that God would deal with this human heart to get him ready. Oh, if he's talking to your heart, you listen. It's because he loves you. He's got to show you your need before you'll ever come. Don't be afraid of it. Oh, how proud we are, how much we are attached to this life and its desires. And God wants us to let go. Praise God. All right? He called you to this through our gospel, the good news, the message. Why? That you might share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's where he's going with this one day. So then, brothers and sisters, stand firm and hold fast to the teachings we passed on to you, whether by word or mouth or by letter. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us, and by his grace, there it is again, by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope. Encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and word. So you see the Lord telling us the truth, not wanting us to live in this fairy tale that, oh, Christian life's going to be easy. We know it's not. But we know that God is undergirding everything, every place he takes us. Every bit of our journey, God is with his people. You know, I thought about the scripture we use so many times in Revelation 11, or 12 rather, about the victory that was won at the cross, and then it was declared, and then the saints overcame the devil. How? The blood of the Lamb. The word of their testimony. Loved not their lives so much as to shrink from death. Oh, wait a minute. I'll gladly quote the word to the devil. That's fine. Then I'm going to go back and play my round of golf. This is part of it, folks. Now, God doesn't call us all to the same destiny. There are some people that live their lives in relative ease and then die. We got trials, but they aren't like this. But folks, if you have really come to Christ and been identified with him, you have laid down your life. And I am more and more convinced when the Lord pictures the end of the age like this and the devil taking control and gaining central power over the whole human race, what do you think he's going to be doing to Christians? Oh, they have their rights. Just let them go. He is going to be doing everything in his power to kill every Christian. We're going to need the Lord. We've got the Lord. Praise God. But we're going to need to walk honestly and realize what it costs to serve the Lord. Is it really worth everything? Oh, listen to the brothers and sisters in China and Somalia and other places and what the things that they've gone through. And you see how the Lord has given them strength. It's like Paul could point to them in Thessalonica. But oh, we need to wake up and realize what the Lord has done for us and what it cost him. It cost him his life. It costs us our earthly life, but oh, he's given us one that we can't lose. If he calls us down that road, he will go with us. I know that, I don't think there's a person here who could say, yeah, bring it on, I'm ready. I couldn't. But I know that whatever the Lord's course is for your life or for mine, he knows how to get us ready. He knows what to do to bring us through this circumstance and that one so that our faith, like that of the Thessalonians, grows. So that we find in ourselves a strength to stand. And I'm so thankful that when the test, when the trial comes, always with it will come what? Grace. He will always give us the ability. Paul said, I can do all things. I can do most things. No, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. That's the message God wants to have for his people. Because I was trying to think, what is this really about? Is it just about, oh my God, bad times are coming, we better get ready? This is about God getting us ready. And the fact that he is going to carry his people through no matter what it looks like, no matter when this happens. But folks, this is the territory we're sailing into. The devil is going to be allowed to have his power at the end of the age. I will not set dates or tell you how because I don't know. But I know this thing. I know this. God wants us to do exactly what Noah did in his day. What did Noah do? What was it that set him apart from everybody else? He walked with God. Real complicated. That meant in his everyday life, there was this consciousness. I want ears to hear, Lord. If you got something to say, I want to hear it. And not only do I want to hear it, I don't want to hear it so I can debate with it. I want to hear it so I can do it. Was God faithful to Noah? Absolutely. God gave him every instruction, made every provision for him. Did the same thing with Lot. Lot was no prize. But he had an ear that could still hear. And God reached out to him. And God reached out to the people of the first century, didn't he? Because they were coming to the end of an era, the end of the Jewish era. God reaped the harvest of those that were his among the nation. The rest hardened their hearts. And they turned away. And wrath was going to come upon them. Destruction came upon them. The Lord wept about it, but it was still the case. Because they had chosen. He had called and they had refused to listen. But here's the thing. What Paul prayed back in the first chapter is what I believe God prays for us. Thank God, do we have somebody in heaven praying for us? And we can pray for one another. These are things we need to be conscious of. Just don't go blindly through your life saying, I've got plans and this and that's going to happen and life's going to go on. I don't know. What if it doesn't? What if these things unfold sooner rather than later? Then what? With this in mind, we constantly pray for you that our God may make you worthy of his calling. Where does this all come from? Comes from him, doesn't it? And that how by his power, that's the heart, that's probably the title that needs to be on this. Because everything we need to face what is happening in the world is all based not upon us, but by his power. Amen. How did Jesus go to the cross? It was by God's power that he did what he did for us. How do we serve him in an ungodly world? By his power. It means whatever we need in the way of strength to be able to lay down our lives, if that's his call, we can do it. Not because we're strong or able. But God has promised us his power. By his power, he may bring to fruition your every desire for goodness and your every deed prompted by faith. And I'll tell you, God's going to be glorified in every bit of it. I'll tell you, to God be the glory. And of course, he talks about how, earlier we read about how we were told to stand firm. God is going to have a people in this hour. He has a people in this hour. But I believe he wants us to not live in this little fantasy world that life is just going to go on. This world has a destiny. We've talked about that recently. It's not going to get better here. It's going to get more and more under Satan's control. God's going to allow it. But in the process, God is going to finish something in us that is amazing. And don't worry about things that are happening. Oh, God, why does bad things allowed to happen? God's just. No one is getting away with anything. Everyone will stand before Jesus on that day, the glorified Son of God. and give an account for what they've done. God will pay back everything that needs to be paid back. We don't have to, we can just leave all of that in his hands and say, Lord, just give me faith. We can have the same spirit as Stephen. Lord, don't lay this sin to their charge as he was dying under their stones. He knew their condition, but there was no hatred in his heart toward them. Oh God, I can't do any of this. I can't face what's coming. Not me. I don't believe there's anybody here who can say, yeah, bring it on, like I said. But we have one to whom we need to look. And what we need to be doing in the meantime is walking with him. That means talking to him. That means listening. That means wanting his will. That means doing what Paul said, reaching forth for the things that I don't really have yet, but I know I need them. Lord, help me to lay hold of that. And the same God who's called us to this kingdom is going to bring us through all the way to the end. And we will stand there. I'll tell you, there's nothing we could ever give up for Jesus that won't be repaid a billion times over in eternity. No one's going to look back and say, oh, I wish I had that instead of this. Praise God. I want to stand there on that day. But God wants his people to have a clear understanding of what's coming and yet a clear understanding of how we're going to handle it. By his power. He's promised his power to his people, and it's real. And we see it in history. We see it in the first century. We see it, like I said, other parts of the world. God is bringing his people through, and they're standing, and God is showing his faithfulness. And I'll tell you, God's going to bring all of this to total fruition. I don't care what the devil's allowed to do. There's going to come a day when God's going to say, all right, that's enough. The day has arrived. I'm coming in great power and glory. Every one of mine is going to be gathered to me. I think I started to say that I don't know how many people of God's followers are going to literally still be here in the flesh when he comes. You've got a picture in Revelation in one place about people that have come out of the great tribulation. That's the language. It may be that most of us will come from the other side, but we're going to be there. Praise God. And I'll tell you, if the Lord allows one of us to lay down our lives for the faith, and we die because we're not willing to give up Jesus, man, that's a one, like I said many times, that's a one-way ticket out of here. We're going to be walking with the Lamb. We're going to be just waiting that day when all the rest of our brethren are brought together. But the devil's going to think that he's got everything surrounded and just about to pounce and get rid of this crazy bunch of Christians. Get them out of my kingdom so I can be a God. And the Lord's going to say, uh-uh. Today is the day. I'm coming and your kingdom is done. And we're going to set everything exactly right and all destinies will be fulfilled. How are we going to do all this? By his power. And he is faithful, promised. Praise God.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.